Protruding from the heads of most insects are pairs of antennae, which are decorated with nerve endings sensitive to cues like smells and pheromones. But in bees, and possibly other insects too, these antennae also serve another crucial role in flight. Sanjay Sahni.
What we noticed was that insects position their antennae in a very precise way when they're flying. And then what we further noticed was that as you give them airflow, they begin to position their antennae forward. It does appear as if the bees are very concerned about where their antennae are, and antennal position itself is being influenced by airflow coming from the front, as well as flow of the visual field across its retina.
Now, if you look at other social insects, things like ants, people have in the last decade shown elegantly by chopping the legs off ants, actually, and sticking on pig bristles, that ants count their steps to work out how far they are travelling. Are you saying that these insects, things like bees, are using how their antennae interact with the air flowing past them to give them a gauge of perhaps how fast they're going?
Something similar to that. What we are arguing is that insects have a sense of how fast they're flying because they're getting feedback from multiple sensors on their body. They're getting feedback from their eyes, and they're getting feedback from their antennae. And what they are being able to do is calibrate across the senses. So they're using what's happening over one sense to calibrate what's happening across other sense. And that, in that sense, they're similar to what the ants are doing with the step counting. What ants are doing is looking at the flow over their retina and at the same time counting steps, and they can then correlate one with the other.
How did you actually do this study on these bees?
We did it in two ways. So the graduate student who worked on this, Taruni Roy Khurana, trained bees to come into a wind tunnel inside the lab. And so the bees had to fly across about 100 meters from the apiary to our window, then walk across a little yellow tape and go to a feeder. And while they were doing that, we could change the airflow in the wind tunnel and at the same time film their antennae. And so what we did was look at how antennae are positioned as a function of the airflow.
And how are they positioned?
The antennae are positioned forward. So at the base of the antennae are muscles, and these muscles are causing the antenna to position forward as the bee experiences airflow.
And so this gives the bee the ability what to compensate for forward airflow as it flies into the air or experiences a headwind. It can adjust the position of its antennae.
It adjusts the position of the antennae. Why it does it is not very clear. There are a few hypotheses. One is that they are trying to keep in the range of their sensitivity a set of extremely sensitive organs on the antennae called the Johnston's organs. And what they are trying to do is sense the environment using these Johnston's organs. They want to keep this in a certain range of sensitivity. That's one hypothesis. The other hypothesis is to minimize drag on the antennae, although, you know, that hypothesis can be discounted because we've also shown that as the scenery moves over its retina, the bees position their antennae backward.
And what was the second set of experiments you then did?
What we next did was tethered the bees and then put them in front of a screen which displayed a set of stripes that moved from front to back. And as the bees saw this, we were, of course, filming the antennae, but as the bees saw this, the antennae moved backwards. Now, imagine a bee that's taking off and flying forward. The bee senses front-to-back airflow, and it senses the scenery moving across its retina. For the first set of stimuli, the bees move their antennae forward. For the second set of stimuli, they move their antennae backward. The resultant of these two opposite reactions is that the antenna stays more or less in place.
So that would fit with the idea that they are tuning the position of their antennae in order to sit there at the most sensitive position, so they're getting the most accurate reading of how the air is interacting with their antennae as they fly.
Exactly right.
And quite neatly, what this does is it means that even if the bee is flying into a headwind, so there's an apparent wind because of it moving, but then there's an additional wind effect, then because there will be a disparity between what the antennae record and what the eyes record, the bees can compensate for that, I would anticipate.
Yes, that is exactly right. That's exactly what we think.
And if you disable this mechanism, do the bees go off course?
They cannot fly. They can try and take off, but they tumble and they fall and they simply cannot fly. The position of the antennae is a very necessary part of flight.
Sanjay Sahni, he's at the Bangalore National Centre for Biological Sciences.